So we are here at Westfield, and I'm here with Mayor Andy Cook of Westfield. So Mayor, first of all, thank you very much for coming over.
My pleasure.
And what do you think about this food pantry? And then we'll talk a little bit about the hunger that's going on.
Well, it's wonderful to see the faith-based community come together and answer some problems that some people think we don't have here in Hamilton County.
Yes. Regarding the hunger, the growing hunger in communities, what's your take on that, and what do you think we should do?
Well, I think, first of all, we do have problems with hunger in Hamilton County, believe it or not, even though we're the 17th highest per capita county income in America. But we can't ignore it. And I am one strongly believes that that is not necessarily the government's place. I think the government can seed good ideas, but the more and more that we get our communities involved, our faith-based organizations together, it works and it can sustain itself that way at an affordable price.
Yes. What do you think about community, like coming together and helping each other? I know you're big on that.
Well, it works both ways. One, the community can be highly effective in serving those that are less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're also finding is those that get involved with food pantries, with our youth assistance program, these people that serve not only have the opportunity to express their faith in relative ways when appropriate, but they also get a huge, huge sense of accomplishment because they can see, touch, and feel the fruits of their labor.
That's great. Now, briefly, I know youth is very close to your heart. Tell us a little bit about that so our listeners will find out more about it.
Well, Merlin, I'd be happy to. You know, we started here over 5 years ago with a very unique program. Actually, it's we know of just one other program in the entire United States, and it's based on prevention. Government does not do prevention when it comes to our youth that are showing signs of being off track.
Mm-hmm.
So simply what we do is we work very carefully with our police department and primarily our schools to identify youth that we term are at risk, meaning kids from 3 to 17, something's wrong. The teachers, the counselors, the principals, you know, they don't really know what. But often it's family issues, could be death, could be illness, could be divorce, could be hunger. Something is distracting this child from his pathway to success. And what we simply do is using professional evaluation social workers, we voluntarily ask that family to participate. And we've had over 400 referrals in 4 years right here in Little Westfield. Then what we do is evaluate professionally what it would take to get that child back on track. Do they need to get involved in a youth group, in a camp, in a sports, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts? Do they need a year traditional type mentoring? Do they need alcohol abuse? Do they need training? Do they need anger management? What this system does is nothing magical other than offering a troubled family the services that already exist in a community and new services such as this organization that we can simply grab from the community and get these kids back on track.
Amazing.
And that's our goal.
Amazing. Thank you, Mayor. Any last-minute encouragement for our community?
Well, I'm just thrilled to death to see this new endeavor here. It's just one more step that we are successfully demonstrating to those that although government can step in and might seed ideas, the most effective ways to work with those less fortunate is with our very citizens. That's why Westfield is becoming literally a mecca of people moving here, and we're very proud of that. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
You just heard Mayor Cook. Now we're praying for one of the recipients.
Do not be able to torment her, touch her body any longer. Lord, we just proclaim your praises because we're expecting great and mighty things, Lord. We thank you, Father. You're a good Father. You're a good, good Father, Lord. You came. You sent Jesus. He broke all the curses. You broke it all through him. And, Lord, with Casey, we lift her up, Lord. And, God, we just ask that that cancer just be removed completely, eradicated from her body. It be eradicated from her body. We speak blessings to her cells. Lord, bless her cells. We bless her cells, Lord, with health, with abundance, Lord, that they would function properly.
Okay, inject on to her.
All right, Christy.
Hi, I'm Christina Stiltz with a Giving Tree Community Pantry, and today we are serving at a Mariana Bank in Westfield, Indiana. So far, I believe we've had approximately 26 families that have come through with one salvation that we are just incredibly grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Don, how's the launching so far?
It's been, it's been wonderful. I'm so, so proud of the people that have come out to help and surround us with the love. I'm so proud of the people who have come out here and are being fed, not only physically, but spiritually. I'm so impressed with everything that's happened today. Just amazed that God has made this all happen.
Right. Christy, when is the next food pantry and what's the contact information?
The next food pantry will be at a Mariana Bank in Westfield again on Saturday, June the 7th from 1 to 3 p.m. The contact information would be either by website, www.stiltspirit-agivingtree.org, or you're welcome to email us at stiltspirit@gmail.com.
And the address of the bank?
Oh, goodness.
It's at the intersection of?
It's at the intersection of 32 and Cary Road.
That's right. And it's 1 o'clock until?
1 o'clock until 3 p.m. on Saturday, June the 7th.
Thank you. God bless you both.
Thank you.